The brutal murder of Lake and Riley was foreordained the day that Joe Biden took office and reversed the successful Trump policies that had finally secured our borders.
California Republican Tom McClintock of the Sacramento and Central Valleys is a co-sponsor of the Lake and Riley Act. It's named after a young woman who was raped and murdered by an undocumented immigrant who had been arrested in New York City for shoplifting just 6 months before, then released. New York is a sanctuary city.
We know that the number of terrorists we are apprehending has skyrocketed, and that violent international crime cartels and violent foreign gangs are now operating freely in our communities, often protected from deportation and detention by the Democrats' sanctuary laws. One of these criminals has now been convicted of the brutal murder of Lake and Riley. How many such monsters have the Democrats deliberately allowed into our country? We do not know.
Unfortunately, this bill does nothing to fix the immigration system or to prevent future tragedies like this. It is simply an attempt to score cheap political points off of a tragic death.
Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal, head of the Progressive Caucus, was among the many Democrats to oppose the bill.
It unfairly sweeps up many more innocent lives with no due process. So let us be clear. This is the Republican playbook over and over again. Scare people about immigrants. Never propose anything that actually solves an outdated and arcane immigration system that desperately needs Congress to allocate resources and update legal pathways to make the immigration system work for everyone.
Immigration was a key election issue, and President-elect Donald Trump used Lake and Riley's murder to bash his opponent, Joe Biden's immigration policies that Trump called open border. That rhetoric was echoed on the House floor in support of the Lake and Riley Act. Here's Republican Andy Biggs, who represents Arizona.
Once again, we must acknowledge that we can no longer take the feigned empty words of sympathy from those across the aisle and the Biden-Harris administration because they refuse to do anything meaningful to stop the carnage or even slow down the border surge that's been going on.
Democrats were quick to point out Republicans scuttled a bipartisan immigration bill at the behest of Trump during the presidential campaign. Here's Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The Democrats got behind a bipartisan border security bill, which beefed up law enforcement at the border, which beefed up judges at the border, and that was tanked by Donald Trump and by the Republicans in the House. They are the ones, Mr. Speaker, who refuse to engage in meaningful legislative work to get the job done here. We won't be lectured by our colleague that we don't stand up for the American people.
Ultimately, 48 Democrats helped pass the Lake and Riley Act, including those from Riley's home state of Georgia. It now heads to the Senate, where its future is unclear. It would need some Democratic support to override a filibuster. It's the second time the Republican-controlled House has passed the Lake and Riley Act, invoking the 26-year-old's name in support of the bill, a move that has troubled her father, who spoke to ABC News around the first time it passed.
It's incited people who are going to have a vote in November, and I think it's being used politically to get those votes.
How do you feel about that?
It makes me angry. She should be raised up for the person that she is.